Good morning. High pressure building in overnight cleared out the skies in parts of interior New York and New England from the snow we saw along the coast yesterday. That storm continues to move out over the open Atlantic, and skies are drying out with a clear sky, some places even down into the single digits in the mid-Hudson Valley and parts of the Catskills, while most places are in the teens to around 20 to start the day. We'll all see a good amount of sunshine through the morning and into the afternoon as that high-pressure center dominates for one day and one day only. As it moves out to sea, it'll open the door for the next storm to head our way from the western Gulf of Mexico. Low pressure will travel up the Mississippi Valley and Ohio Valley toward Pittsburgh late tonight. On this track, clouds will thicken and snow will break out from south to north across the region during the overnight and early morning hours. As we head into the mid-morning hours tomorrow, the snow will pick up in intensity as the low transfers its energy south of Long Island before it continues on its way south of Cape Cod and out toward the Canadian Maritimes. So pretty good snow going for most of the day tomorrow. It'll fall heavily at times, especially in the Catskills, Taconics, Litchfield Hills, and Berkshires, before winding down tomorrow evening. Most of interior New York and New England will have 7 to 12 inches of snow. Lower amounts once you head into the northern Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and northern Vermont with 4 to 8 inches of snow, with 2 to 4 inches right on the Canadian border. Parts of the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, across into parts of southern New England, the Berkshires, and southern Green Mountains could see as much as 10 to 15 inches of snow, depending on elevation. On Thursday, we'll have another high-pressure center dominating the weather, drying us out with plenty of sunshine. Highs will be back into the mid-20s. In fact, it'll stay dry on Friday and Saturday, with highs staying in the mid-20s with high pressure in control. Then we'll turn our attention toward the coast, where another storm perhaps could move toward us for Sunday night into Monday. This could bring us some more snow, so we'll be on the lookout for that. High temperatures over the weekend and into early next week, staying in the middle to upper 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a large part of the Central Plains into the lower Midwest, the Ohio Valley, and almost all of the Northeast under winter storm warnings as that latest in a series of storms ejects out of the southwestern part of the country. The storm will draw in plenty of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, and 3 to 7 to as much as 14 inches of snow will fall today and tonight in Oklahoma and Kansas. 5 to 10 inches of snow will fall in Indianapolis. A little further to the south, freezing rain and snow will be a problem, with 1 to 3 inches of snow with some ice accretion in Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. In fact, a freezing rain advisory is in effect overnight tonight for Washington, D.C. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Krakow, Poland, at midnight on Thursday, January 9th. The last report of hail was at Rosario Aerodrome in Argentina at 7 a.m. on Saturday. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under clear skies and 9 degrees with a west wind at 29 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 19 degrees, the dew point 10. 68% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.42 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at New Smyrna Beach, Kissimmee, Orlando, and Plant City, all in Florida, to a low of 30 below zero at Doe Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower to mid-30s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 32 degrees, the low 25. The average temperature 29, that's 5 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, just a trace for the month, which is 1.4 inches below normal, and 37.1 inches for the season, which is 1.6 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 61, set in 1991, and the record low, 13 below zero, in 1978. Sunrise this morning, 7:06 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:12 p.m., 10 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Thickening clouds this evening, with light snow developing toward morning. 1 to 3 inches possible by sunrise, with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Thickening clouds this evening with snow developing overnight, 3 to 6 inches possible by sunrise, with lows in the 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Thickening clouds this evening with snow developing overnight, 2 to 5 inches possible by sunrise, with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. Thickening clouds this evening with snow developing overnight tonight, 3 to 6 inches possible by sunrise, with lows in the 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. Thickening clouds this evening with snow developing late tonight and toward tomorrow morning, 2 to 4 inches possible by sunrise, with lows in the 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow heavy at times, winding down in the evening around 30, mostly sunny, breezy, colder Thursday, mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday, mid-20s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow Sunday and a chance of snow Monday, highs both days in the middle to upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.